Hello, Walter Reed Middle School Jazz Band A and Stuart Rosen. Once again, this is Chris Stevens from Long Beach Polytechnic High School. So privileged and happy to be here at the Westlake High School Jazz Festival, Saturday, May 12th, 2018. And we'll be back with you when your set starts. Looking forward to it. Victor Feldman is one of my heroes and idols of all time. I'm so glad the students even get to hear of Victor Feldman, such a versatile studio musician. He was voted most valuable player of the studios many, many times in the 70s and the 80s, and had a great band. I went to high school with his son. All right, so hello again, Millen. Yeah, I like the feel. Good time. Nice dynamics. Feels good. All right, so Millen, I know I talked to you a lot on the last tape, and so I won't do so much this time because it's mostly the same stuff. You sound really good, man. I really, really like your timing. The issue is more of like when you decide to fill and what are you going to play when you fill. It's cool. Nice break. Oh, I'm going, where's the guitarist? The guitarist is back in the middle of the horn. Going, how is it? It's a ventriloquist. You're in the lead trumpet chair. Alright, so blues scale solos. Good, good, good. Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Okay, alright. Nicely done. Good versatility, man. But now explore more possibilities on soloing harmonically. Even if you're going to use the blues scale, plug in some half steps. Play the blues scale starting on the sixth, the relative minor. So if you're in concert B flat, play on the G minor blues scale. That gives you some cool notes like the sixth and the second. Uh-huh, this is nice. Okay, keep driving. Don't lose the intensity when it gets quiet. Yeah, this is good, but when you're quiet, you want to keep the intensity. Ding, da, ding. Rhythm section. Go, Saxes. Go, Saxes. Nice transition of feels. Uh-huh. I really like the fact that the pocket is staying consistent. Uh-huh. was a nice roll.
Yeah.
Way to go, Millen. Cool. Was that fun? You guys having fun? I hope so.
Thank you all very much. We're very honored to close out the AM session. The next thing we're going to do is Mercy, Mercy, Mercy by Joe Zawinul.
All right, so there's also a very, very famous Buddy Rich Big Band version of this tune. I wonder if you've heard that. We'll see what this is going to be. Yeah, good for you, Stuart. I do the exact same thing. Let's hear what it's going to be before we start.
Do you need this for any?
No. Interesting. Now we're rocking. Yeah. Yeah, Justin. The pitch was a little off center on your introduction, but the passion was there. I'll defer to Miss the great Melissa Palmer to make some comments about the saxophone. This is feeling good, and the horns are really blending well at the moment. Uh-huh. Okay, trumpets, get your bells up. Get your bells up so we can hear the peaks of those phrases. All right, so let's keep the integrity of the subdivisions of the beat. If there was a if I was playing tambourine right now, I'd be going chicka 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 chicka. Yeah, so it's off the track of a real steady pulse, which you're not going to notice until you really lock it down and focus on the subdivisions. So you got the main beat that's going to speed up and slow down a little bit, and the middle notes are going to sound a little bit uncomfortable unless you really subdivide. Baka tika baka tika baka tika baka tika baka tika. All right, Kaylee, I'm sorry for talking over your solo. All right. Ah, yeah. Bring it, bring it, bring it. It's pretty challenging on the chops. Support. I appreciate that it's not rushing overall. I think we could start a lot softer. Softer at the beginning of those phrases. What's the top note? Where's the melody? What am I hearing? Yeah, Elliot. Elliot on lead trumpet. You can really, really help out by getting your horn up, man. Make sure that we can see your bell. and hear what's coming out your bell super clearly.
Count Bubba. It's so cool that there are more accessible versions of the Gordon Goodwin Band stuff to play.
And your mother, I'd like to wish you a happy Mother's Day early for tomorrow. Thank you all for being here.
All right, so we got a count off, but now we're getting to it, and we're not agreeing on where we are. Kabakadoo, 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 kabakadoo. Need something on the back end of that beat. Something on 2 and 4. Back, back, back. So that it's not just 1, 2, 3, 4. Because those straight quarter notes, like the comping on the guitar, that's going to tend to rush. Not just the guitars, but in general. Bop, duke, bop, duke, bop. There's a reason that we snap on 2 and 4. To provide the yin and yang to the time. So this is your chance to really bite, dig in those articulations. Yeah, so this is your chance to learn straight from the pros. Eric Marenthal, Salazano, Jay Mason, all the great big fat woodwind players. Their technical excellence and their ability to really make these lines come to life. Yeah, Elliot. Yeah, now you're projecting really good. Cool, man. That deserves some applause, I think. Come on, people. Uh-huh. Go, Saxes. Go, Saxes. When it's your turn to shine, go. I could use a lot more lead alto. The setup to a little extent, but the brass are overpowering the saxophone in terms of a balance situation. Tune the last chord, isolate the last chord. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. A lot of really good things. Nice chart selection, nice playing. No need to really repeat myself too much more what I've said already. Great teaching, and you're going to get better to the extent that you listen and take. The older you get, and the more you move up in your school music program and move into high school, the more it's about taking personal responsibility for everything from your equipment to your tone, to your sound, to your intonation, to your articulation, so that you come to school making sure that you play as well as you can play every day and remembering everything that you've been taught so that your director doesn't have to spend most of his time just reminding you of things that you've heard before and can spend more time teaching you new things, because I'm sure that Mr. Rosen will never run out of new things to teach you if you show that you have a real clear handle on what he's taught you already and what you've learned previously from your other fine teachers. So thank you again for being here, and look forward to hearing you again. Thank you.